Nolte, if Mitt Romney had integrity, he would criticize someone other than Trump. By John Nolte on October 7, 2019. Carpetbagging Senator Mitt Romney's, R.U.T. obsession with criticizing President Trump does not prove him to be a decent man, it proves him to be an immoral coward. Agreeing or disagreeing has nothing to do with my admiration for someone's character. Anyone familiar with my work knows that while I disagree with almost everything they stood for, I consider Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X to be two of our greatest 20th century Americans. You see, it's easy to admire Abraham Lincoln and Reverend Martin Luther King. And I do, it's easy because there's very little to disagree with either of them about. Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, however, could be very disagreeable. But in pursuit of what they believed in, both men stood firm against the unrelenting wrath of the two most powerful forces in America, the federal government and the media. What's more, both men were willing to be ostracized by their own. Ali enraged a mostly Christian black community when he converted to Islam and joined the Nation of Islam. And when Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam, he left impoverished, he didn't even own his home, and with a target on his back an assassin's bullet would soon find. Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X were great Americans for a reason that has nothing to do with politics or issues and everything to do with principle. Muhammad Ali was his own man. Malcolm X was his own man. Nothing is more American than being your own man. With that in mind, I have a question for those who fall all over themselves to gush over moral Mitt Romney. Why is it that oh-so-principled Mitt Romney only attacks Donald Trump? Why does oh-so-courageous Mitt Romney single out Trump and only Trump with his mighty morality? Seriously, answer me that, why only Trump? A quick perusal of Romney's verified Twitter account reveals that moral Mitt's oh-so-principled courage is saved for one man. The man who turned him down for Secretary of State. The man who won the job Mitt lost. The man who captured the Republican Party by discarding all of Mitt's terrible ideas. Forever wars, discriminating against gays. Being the world's policeman, open borders, lousy trade deals. And driving around with the family dog on the roof of your car. I fail to see the courage or morality within a man who only ever attacks Trump. And does so to the eternal glee of the establishment media, the deep state, left-wing Democrats, and pious never-Trumpers. True character requires moral courage, the willingness to take flaming arrows from your own. To risk the good opinion of those who already hold a good opinion of you. Has no one other than Trump offended this so-so decent man's sense of decency? Think about this. When the media compare Republican voters to Nazis, moral Mitt remains mum. When anti-Semitism finds safe haven in the Democrat Party, moral Mitt remains mum. When Democrats openly advocate for post-birth abortion, moral Mitt remains mum. When the media repeatedly lie about Brett Kavanaugh and the Covington High School boys, moral Mitt remains mum. All these deep state leakers? Not a word from moral Mitt. Where is this courageous man of character, this fearless truth-teller, this brave and principled moral leader when it comes to someone other than President Trump? He's nowhere. Because he's not a man of character willing to call them as he sees them. If he were, he would criticize Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez every once in a while, meaning he would risk the fury of the corporate media. Moral Mitt has not even tweeted criticism of a left-wing terrorist group we call Antifa. No, it's only ever Trump. Oh, and heaven forbid Moral Mitt turns his oh-so-principled principles on the media. On CNN, or MSNBC, or The Washington Post or The New York Times. Moral Mitt refuses to do that because no matter how bigoted or nasty or dishonest or hateful or violent any of the above get, were Moral Mitt to speak up, he would be risking the good opinion of the media and never Trump, and all the other members of his awful, little tribe. As I write this, my respect for Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, has increased. You want to know why? Because he's a staunch Trump ally who is right now criticizing Trump over his decision to exit Syria. On this matter, I agree with Trump and disagree with Graham. But Graham is showing character in his public break with Trump. You see how this works? Romney has no character. None. If he did, he would lash out at someone other than the man who turned him down for Secretary of State. He would aim his mighty morality at a target that might result in an ugly CNN news cycle or a mean tweet from fangirl Jennifer Rubin. But Moral Mitt will never do that because he is not a decent man. Rather, he is a small, cowardly, bitter, envious member of a small, cowardly, bitter, and envious tribe. And it was this smallness and cowardice that cost him the presidency in 2012. Imagine the difference it would have made if Romney had been half as willing to go after Obama as he does Trump. But going after Obama requires actual courage. Mitt Romney is a quisling hiding behind a phony shield of virtue. And if the rest of the Republican Party ever decide to follow his lead again, the party will be doomed for a generation. The grassroots will never support a quisling. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.